Sudanese journalists here say they are constantly interacting with officials, health facilities, and various individuals, which puts them at a greater risk of contracting the coronavirus than the general public. Mashair Daraj, who works as a correspondent for the United Arab Emirates-based Alayn TV channel, says she feels unsafe covering public events during COVID.
We interact on a daily basis with community members who could be positive or have come in contact with those who have the disease. That is why the government should consider and include journalists as part of the ongoing vaccination campaign.
Early last month, Sudanese health ministry officials secured 8,400,000 vaccine doses, which they said would first be administered to health workers, the elderly, and people with underlying health conditions. Dr. Amal El-Fateh, the head of the World Health Organization's department at the Sudan's Federal Ministry of Health, said earlier the vaccine will be given free of charge to targeted groups identified by the ministry as high risk, which is about 20% of the country's population.
The vaccination strategy will prioritize the most vulnerable groups and severe complications based on the results of the pathological sentimentation analysis. The first group will include all frontline workers, elderly, and those with underlying diseases who have been categorized as the most affected, according to the latest pandemic health report.
Sudanese journalist Hassan Barkia tested positive for the virus in April last year when visiting a quarantine center in Khartoum. Barkia says he had horrific experience for over 2 weeks after self-isolating. He says the sickness has affected him emotionally and affected his work and family. He insists having vaccinated journalists will allow them to do their work and inform the public about the pandemic.
This will raise precautions against the disease among journalists because they are needed to work closely with the health authorities. They need to get to know more about the disease, how the vaccine works, and to minimize rumors that are spread about the vaccine.
Another Sudanese journalist, Musab Muhammad Sharif, who works for a local newspaper in Khartoum, says journalists should be protected against the disease so they are free to move about and inform the public.
The government doesn't put journalists as priority group to get vaccinated will be injustice against them. And I personally will regard it as a weakness from the transitional government and the Minister of Health. We will continue writing articles on this issue until the government includes us.
Health authorities have set up more than 20 vaccination centers across Khartoum State. Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and his cabinet were vaccinated on Tuesday. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.